Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is field hockey. Let's break it down. Field hockey will begin on July 27th, the day after opening ceremonies, and will go into August 9th, with medal matches on August 8th and 9th. The Yvette du Manoir Stadium, a stadium in Paris built in the early 19th century that plays host to rugby and football matches, will be the location for the field hockey game. There will be two medals available for this sport, one for the men's and one for the women's. So Zach, can you explain just what the history of this sport is and how exactly does this sport work?
Sure, Nate. So field hockey can actually trace its roots back to 500 BC. The origin of it can be traced to early civilizations such as ancient Greece and Egypt, but field hockey in the modern sense made its first appearance in the 1908 Games in London before becoming a permanent fixture in the Olympic program in 1928. Field hockey is played by two teams of 11 players playing against each other on a 91 by 55 meter rectangular court. Each team works together by passing the ball using a hook-shaped stick to control the ball and drive it down the court. On each end of the court is a goal, which is tended by a goalkeeper. The object is to score this ball into the goal. Players are also not allowed to touch the ball with their hands, and the goal only counts if it is scored on a shot made within the striking circle, which is a large half circle surrounding the goal.
All right, great. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
For each men's and women's event, there are 12 teams competing. They are drawn into two groups of six teams. They play a round-robin format where they all play each other within their group, and the top four teams of each group move on to a quarterfinals where they play single elimination games until they reach the gold medal match.
All right. Quite simple, then. Thanks, Zach. Now, who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
In 2016, for men's, Argentina won gold, while in 2020, Belgium took gold after an intense shootout. For women's, in 2016, Great Britain won gold, while in 2020, the Netherlands won gold. Historically, India has been a dominant nation in the sport, winning a majority of the overall gold medals. However, they haven't won a gold medal since 1984, and other countries have become a lot more competitive. The low countries of Belgium and Netherlands have been pretty dominant recently, as well as Germany and Australia. For this year, in men's, the favorites to win are Netherlands, followed closely by Belgium, Germany, and Australia. India is further back as a potential dark horse pick. For the women's, the Netherlands are heavily favored, with Argentina a bit further back as the second favorite.
Great. Thanks for the update. Lots to look forward to in this sport. Now, what do you think of the sport? And do you plan on watching it this year?
Yeah, I can get into it. I think it's pretty fun to watch. It's fast-paced. If you like any sport with a goal, like soccer or hockey, and you like, you know, the positioning of players, passing, shooting, all that, I think you'll like field hockey. I'll definitely tune in to watch it this year. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's a really cool sport. I like the fast pacedness of it. I myself prefer ice hockey, and you know, while it is very different in a lot of aspects, I think I'm still interested in watching it and seeing the dynamic of this sport compared to ice hockey and seeing what's different. But it does still have that same kind of team play style of it, and I think it will be very fun to watch. I'll definitely take a look at it, especially during the knockout rounds. So, who are you predicting, though, to bring home the gold for these events?
For the men's, I'm predicting Germany, and for the women's, the Netherlands. What about you?
I'm actually predicting that Belgium repeats for the gold in men's, and I also predict the Netherlands to win golds for the women's. Alright, well, that is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.